was just telling me he had to slip out just a little bit early, and we were just kind of talking it over together. That part was the speaking of. I'm very happy to be here again tonight, and want to thank all of you for your kindness and your fine things that you've done for us since we've been here. And the day I had the privilege of studying with your pastors and their wives, such a lovely hour of fellowship we had. The presence of the Lord was there. I shall long remember it. Now, the fine cooperation on all of the ministers together, how lovely they all were, and how nice they were to me, and how nice all of you have been to me. There's so many things that you've done. I just can't mention them from the platform here, but I'm sure every one of you knows what it is, and I'm very thankful from the depths of my heart for what you've done. Even one brother so kind a while ago, he had a rifle he wanted to show me. He ran out there and had it in the car and said, just take your hand and put it on this and see how it feels. Very nice. God bless him. Just some of the one brother came and take me up in the big tower up here today, too. Up here where you live all over the city. Just little kind things. Last night when I went home, there was two cakes sitting there and a great big cherry pie. And a mouth full of cherry pie. And a cake. It was so good. I sure appreciate it. And everybody's kind. I tell you, by Cleveland people, I found this. They do more acting than they do talking, so that's bad. Action always speaks louder than words. That's right. That's what a young man said to his girlfriend. He kept telling her how much he loved her, and he wasn't just exactly true as he should be. He said, well, honey, if you just act instead of talking. So that's right, if you just act instead of talking. Well, I'm sure the Lord will be with us tonight and bless us and give us his blessings, I trust. Now, I'm thinking, you turned it off on me. Or either I turned it off on me. Somebody turned it off anyhow. And don't believe me, now we're getting somewhere. That's just like that light. It isn't the lamp that makes the light. It's the electricity that's in the wire that makes the light. It heats the wire, and the wire gets hot and makes the light. But it isn't the great wire that takes the current off of it. It's dead. And that's the way it is with us. And did you ever know electricity? I've worked in it for years. But there's no one in the world that knows what electricity is. Isn't that strange? No one knows what it is. They can harness it. They can make it light. They can cook with it. They can heat with it. They can light with it. But no one knows what it is. It's two pieces of material rolling together, makes a continuity, and sends out the electricity. And that's the way it is. When those two pieces get to rolling together, that's what brings it off in the generator. And so that's the way when a Christian gets to working with God, rolling together, that brings an unseen force that does mysteries that none of us know nothing about, only we know it's God, isn't that right? And take that away from us, and we're dead, aren't we? But we're thankful tonight that God has blessed us, given us of His grace, and now may He add His blessings to us as we worship together tonight. And I was getting awfully tired. Last evening they got me before I even know where I was at. I was outside. Many of the ministers was praying for the sick, which I hear they claim a great result. I'm so happy for that. And always remember, when you get sick, call your pastor. Or go to your church. Go somewhere and let someone pray with you. And a little prayer clause is commemoration of divine healing. Many of you believe in that, don't you? Standing anxious one to another. Now, I believe I've made announcements before, and I will again tonight. I send those out for the thousands a week all over the world. Great testimonies of all kinds come in from everywhere. Some of the most outstanding testimonies, especially among the cripples and so forth, where they have to wait. And people who have children, they get them and keep them in the Bible and every once in a while you just hear of all kinds of things that's done. And now, I send those to anybody, any place in the world, absolutely free. And if you wish one, just write me at Jeffersonville, Indiana, and I'll be glad to send it right to you. And I have some instructions now. One of the secretaries at Jeffersonville at the office sent me some last night the receipt of how to believe healing in the Bible. I believe my brother Dave sent out last night what I had here. There was a few left. He sent me about a dozen. I told him to give out to the sick people. And how to believe God on Bible ground. And everything must be based on the Bible. Now, if you wish one of these just to be in your home, just send that, you're welcome. And just to put it on the Acts, the 19th chapter, and leave it there. And when sickness or something in the home, why, I probably wasn't right for your picture. They told me you were going to take the picture of my brother, and he said it wasn't a reporter. So I would be glad if you wish for another one. That's all right, brother. So many times when Christians are anything that can be done for anything for the glory of God, all right. But I do not like to see the work of God criticized. All right, and so I like for everything in God's kingdom to run just as smooth as everything. Now, just write me, William Branham, Jeffersonville, Indiana, and I'll be glad to send you. Or what you need for some of your loved ones, you send it out. And now, when you find it, you'll have a little piece of paper that's been picked up by a little mimeograph sheet on what to do. But now the ribbon, I say to work myself, each one. Thousands, each time I go home. I just get great bolts, hundreds of yards of ribbon. Take off to myself, would you? Set there and pray. Pray. Cut the ribbon. Pray. Pray. Or, and I believe one thing that God will respect is sincerity. Will you be real and sincere? That's what the angel told me. Friends, that if you'll be sincere and will get the people to believe you, nothing shall stand before the prayer. Something happened a while ago, and I give a consent to something that I have never, in all the days of my ministry, ever did this. They asked me last evening of some businessman of the city which is a brother in Christ. And for the benefit of the Cleveland people and all the people everywhere, for another day of service, the man has purchased the arena or a big auditorium somewhere here in the city for a service. And they asked me last night, Brother Bowman, one of the associating pastors, if they would... or cooperating pastors, rather, if we had the service. And I told him I should pray and speak the Lord. The managers, I asked them, and they were all right for whatever the Lord said to you. I was pretty tired, and yet I had to go. But what could anyone say to a group of people like this that's in his system is what you end up becoming? And somehow, so Sunday afternoon and Sunday night, they'll announce it probably tomorrow. There'll be services in some auditorium here in the city or arena. And Sunday afternoon services will probably be a gospel service, preaching. And Sunday night, praying for the sick. And I think we all ought to say, for that brother who is sponsoring this, we ought to all say, thank God for our brother. Thank God for our brother. Long may he and his live to see the saved. For anyone that's got that much feeling for the sick people and the needs of people of the city, God is sure to bless the businessman like that. Right. So, it's greatly appreciated, I'm sure, by me and by all the people of this, of all the Christian people. Let's all gather out, bring out the unsaved for Sunday afternoon. Maybe the Lord will give us a great altar call. Bless all of you, and ever keep you in His divine will, my friend. now for our scripture reading. And just the testimony, and then we shall start the tonight. We're going to take just the regular go out of heaven prayer service as you the Lord provides. One of the brothers was just a little elated this morning. Have I got time to tell it? I don't. We were having breakfast together, such a fellowship. I raised up the talk, and it's just about like it is here now, just about that close. We were talking concerning Jesus going out to the street. Reverend Mr. Bowman had a hold of my arm. Been talking, how did you see those things? Just what nature is it when it takes place? So while I was walking with him, all of a sudden, something just came right down over me. Now I realized I was a different part of the city. I knew I could hear Mr. Bowen talking, but I knew I wasn't with him. I was somewhere else. And I looked, standing on the corner, and there was a lady holding two little twins, a little pair of twins. And they had their little hair braided in the back. She was holding them with her hand. Then I began to get to myself, and I was still walking right for the minister. Two or three of the ministers were walking along, one of the little minister's wives. And then we started a little few steps farther. Just as I started to tell him about it, it came down on me again. I was that time walking right along the street, but I was riding in a car just as natural as if I was in my room and transformed right here. And I seen three girls with some kind of a costumes on, like they were been to a wedding or something, crossing the street this way. I didn't know just what it was. They were crossing this way. And he said, then I came to myself, and I told the brethren what was going to happen. And when we got in the car and started out, we were supposed to go south on a one-way street, and this minister, I suppose, had been raised here. He turned right vice versa, went right down on the opposite side of the street. And my, there was a big policeman mounted on a horse there. Act like he was going to tear us apart. He was, oh my, he was just saying everything. And I wondered, and he held us up a few moments there. Just long enough for the three girls with the costumes to come walking by. I said, there's the reason, brother, don't you see them? Oh my, all of them said, praise the Lord, then. The cop said, go on. But I give him the ticket. See, it just so happens, brother. The infallibility of it is perfect. There's nothing broken. It's real. Now, there's many times those things happen. Many times going to the city. Many times in the meeting. I stand here and see one after the other. That's in the meeting. I just don't take time. I put more time to talking on something else. No doubt, but what they're healed, the blessing flies to them. And I see in the meeting sometimes different people are going to be healed. See different desires and things of people. Now, I tell you, now, in the prayer line tonight, as certain as anything, God's going to make a great blessing in my life. If I don't find them here, they'll be in the prayer line because I know it was tonight. And notice, you see it? Just walking along the street, many times that happens. You don't know when it's going to happen or what it's going to do. You just simply transform, and you, of course, you're just taking off somewhere else and show just what's going to happen. Then you just drop right back down again. And then you know just what. Sometimes I'll be sitting in the room. I'll be sitting in the room at home. Just sitting there waiting. And just it's like something just changed. You're somewhere else. And you see just what's going to happen. See the way it acts out. And then when it does, you'll be back in your room. And then when that comes to pass, you see it. That's nothing I do. I just act it out as drama. See? I just act out what he's already told me to do. That doesn't take faith. That's just acting out what he told me to do. Now, the only part that faith is included in is in this prayer line, and I have to exercise faith here. But when I pray for the sick, but someone, if you tell me to go to someone's house, how everything would be, I just go there and wait till everything just the way he says, and I just say what he said, that's all. It's got to happen. It's already happened. It's in the foreknowledge of God. It's already been planned out, and I just go down and act that out, see? So it is nothing that I could do, but just act on what he told me to do. Now, the minister's there going along the street. My, it happened all the time. But just, I guess God just had it in secret so that it let the ministers know it, know that I was talking about it up on the street there. And to let them see that happen. And even he turned, he wasn't him that turned at the corner. The Holy Spirit had to take him down there. It had to be that way. Do you believe in that? It had to be. Those girls wouldn't have been anywhere else. We went the other way, we'd have went around and see if the girls had done been up this other end, two or three city blocks away. But we had to be there. He couldn't just went right ahead. That police had to stop him and hold him there, so those girls crossed in front of us according to what he showed me. See? And the police had just bawled him out until that time, and the police said, go ahead. See? The police didn't even know the Holy Spirit worked on him. See? It was. Holding him there. Well, brother, sister, God makes the enemy crazy. Why, Judas Iscariot sold down to silver and said, I betrayed innocent blood. See? Is that right? The Roman said, truly, that's the Son of God. Pilate's wife. Look at Pilate. Said, I wash my hands. I find no fault in him. Is that true? That's his enemy. Look at his pagan wife. That had nothing to do with this just man. For I've suffered many things in a dream today because of him. Is that right? A heathen. God makes his enemies to testify. The demons that were in those people screamed out and said, well, you're the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel. Is that right? Demons. Fortune tellers spoke out to his apostles when others said they were imposters. These fortune tellers said, well, they're a man of God to tell us the way of life. See? Make the demons testify of him. Everything has to testify. On the day that he died, God testified. The earth testified. The moon and stars refused to shine. The sun went down in the middle of the day. The elements all changed. It was so dark you could feel it. And think, the moon shut off. The stars shut off. The very God that created him was returning back. God himself, Jehovah, couldn't stand to see the sight. The punishment had to be upon his own son. And all the elements, when he died, the Romans said, that's the Son of God. There was a great earthquake. The shook the rocks that had been in the mountain since the days of the creation. The earth claimed he was the Son of God. The sun said he was the Son of God. The moon, the stars, the elements, everywhere. And he went to hell. And they knew he was the Son of God. And those that repented not the long suffering of the days of Noah had been waiting in those chains back then. They knew he was the Son of God. Noah testified of him. Enoch testified of him before Noah. And all, everything had to know he was the Son of God. And as part of it spoke of, the woman's seed had come to pass. Then he rose up, got the keys to the devil, the keys of death and hell. Rose up, broke the thunders of the grave, and split it open, come out. Oh my, I said, all power in heaven and earth is given to my hand. He that believeth in me, though you are dead, yet shall you live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He has set it up on high, setting at the right hand of God, making intercessions, and we have just as much power as heaven's worth. Is that right? What if someone had come in here tonight and give you a money order for $1 million? Oh, my, poor, maybe indeed. Now, you would rejoice and say, oh, my, how rejoice. And maybe there'd be a man come in that was tattered and poor, dirty and ugly, and no matter what he looked like. It isn't the messenger, it's the message that he gives you. Is that right? But don't notice the messenger. It's the message that you're hearing. Now, and you look at that piece of paper, you start rejoicing. You say, my, where's $1 million? There's a postal order. Or $1 million. Or a bank draft. $1 million. You say, I say to you, what are you rejoicing about? You haven't got nothing. You say, well, I've got a money order. Or $1 million. Well, I say, well, that ain't nothing but just a piece of paper. Just me wrote on a piece of paper. You say, but looky here. That money order, before it could be written, there had to be $1 million deposit before that order could be written. Is that right? When you say, well, when you read the Bible, what makes you all carry on so when you said, he was wounded for our transgressions, but Christ is here? When he said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray and believe that you receive it, you shall have it. Well, we should start rejoicing. Why? You say, well, that's just the words, written words. But rather, before that word could be written in the Bible, there had to be a deposit made at Calvary up there to take care of everything that he said. If there, each one of us has an account there and can draw off of it tonight, just anything you have need of, and he's standing there with a pen in his hand that's right hand of the Father, ready to write out your forgiveness, ready to write out your healing, or anything that you have need of, he's ready to write it tonight. Is that right? Your deposit was made at Calvary. Anything that you have need of, he's there to make it right before God. Oh, well, no wonder we're happy people. No wonder we can rejoice in the God of our salvation, for he's marvelous and wonderful. Now, in his reading, or in the writing, rather, we read this. And the book of St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, and the 18th and the 26th verse between. And while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Oh, come lay your hand upon her. Now, he was a Jew talking to Jesus. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Not written in the scripture, not the promise that you have. But she said in her heart, If I touch his garment, I'll be whole. See? Now you have more than that. You have a divine promise. Is that right? You have a divine promise and a divine gift here in your midst now. Just look how much more you got to believe by than what that poor woman had. She didn't even have a scripture for that. And the scripture says, These signs shall follow them that believe, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's a promise. But she didn't have no promise, but she believed it anyhow. Why? But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrel and the people making an altar. And he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad in all that land. God bless his word. He said, It shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which it was purposed for. Your faith and God's word brings the result. The little ruler, let's think he was a fellow that he probably separated himself from the believers because the big church that day did not believe him. They didn't believe in him. Why, he's nothing but an imposter. But what if those fellows could come out of hell tonight and come back up, they'd want to believe on him. They know now he's the Son of God. They know then it was their visitation. But it's too far. Now, don't you let that be yours.
You believe now. Believe now. Now, remember, when Jesus was on earth, he was considered a fanatic, being against church, and he was called a spiritual, Beelzebub. Is that right? One knows who Beelzebub was. The devil. Big fly. They scared the other flies off the sacrifice. Beelzebub. They called, in other words, he was spiritual. He's doing all these things by spiritualism or some wicked devil or something. Separated himself from the believers, went out to save us by the Lord. Have that right? Now just have faith and believe. Now, this little ruler, he had separated himself from the believers, went out to save us the rest of them. But they're coming in. This girl got sick, but he probably called the doctor done all he could do. But the girl got sicker and sicker, and after a while, the breath left her. She was gone. Now about 12 years old, presumably. Now, the girl was getting sick. All hope was gone to the doctor. This was another hope. Now, she had to get to Jesus. That's sometimes the way God has to get people for the choice. Isn't that right? They had to get to Jesus. I hear somebody say, well, that fellow, that Nazarene, that fanatic over there, that's doing that healing, that divine healer, what you call him? Well, I'll get put out of the synagogue if I have anything to do with it. He was considered a quack. And, brother, all the people that ever lived right with God or been in God's program has been considered heretics, quacks, fanaticism. Some of it may be. That's true. Probably some of it may be. But just as sure as there is a false, there's a truth. See? There has to be a good dollar before a bogus dollar could be made off of it. Isn't that right? If it wasn't, Mother Bogus would be real. So now it's up to your discernment. If it's according to the scripture, working in scripture life, then do you believe it? Or no man can do a miracle in my name if you keep lying to me. Is that what Jesus said? That's right. And these signs shall follow them as lead. The nine spiritual gifts operating, moving in the body, which is promised by Jesus Christ. See? But the world has got all, they got so formal and indifferent that they just have their own set ways, their own rituals, their own creeds, and so forth. And if you don't come right after that, you're not in it. See, that's the way the church is ordered, and you've got to come right up and look through my glasses, or you don't see it all. See? Now, God doesn't limit himself to any church. No, he doesn't. Remember when the disciples got to thinking one time that they were the only one. The only one. Jesus, the very next day, sent out 70 others. Is that right? God never wants anyone to build anything around themselves. All glory goes to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So we must try to think of ourselves or our church. We must spread out our arms and look for God. That's right. Now, when you see anything, search it. Look to it. Well, did Jesus say, if you'd have known me, you would have known my days. Didn't Isaiah speak of me and so forth? Now, all the prophets spoke of this day. Isn't that right? These things will be taking place in this day. And then the last day, scoffers have come. Is that right? Now, look what he said, the Spirit speaks faith that in the last day people would be. They'd be heady. You know what heady is? High-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. These arenas things up here, these Sundays and everything else, they fill up. The picture shows, the dance hall. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Truth breakers, incontinent, fierce, and despisers of those that are good. Holy rollers, hillbillies, everything else. Despisers of those that are good. Not as we're good, but my, there's none good but God is in the people what makes them good. Mark the perfect man. It's God in you that makes it perfect. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Be therefore perfect. How can you be perfect? Not in yourself, but in him. God don't look at you then. He looks at him. Well, you say, I'm in him. How do you get in? By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body, and then you're in him. When you're baptized with the Holy Spirit into the body. 1 Corinthians 12. Is that true? Then in him. Now, Eddie, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, truth-breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, and despisers of those that are good. Having a form of godliness, not church-going. The people go to church, Sunday school, confession. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Is that what the Bible says? Now remember, there was emphasis put on that. The Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days, these days, the express time of that prophecy to be fulfilled is now, in the latter days. There we are. We're here. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for this is the sort that goes from house to house, sleep sitting in it, laden away with divers lusts, so in circles. Pigeon circles, soup supper. I hope that don't hurt any of you. Brother, when it comes to a time at my tabernacle, which I may have to return someday, but if it gets to the time that we have to borrow chickens and sell it for 50 cents a plate to pay the preacher, I'll quit preaching. That's exactly right. And have these sewing circles where they sit and sew and sew and sew and talk about this sew and sew. That's about the way they end up. That's right. When I was a meter reader, I went into a basement where they was having some kind of a strain like that, and the jokes that a drunken sailor would tell, them women were telling up there. They didn't know I was a preacher. I read this meter. And I went up, knocked on the door, and they come to the door, and all of them in there smoking cigarettes and going on. I said, ladies, I may get fired for this, but all right. I said, do you mean to tell me that you're in a religious worship when I heard somebody repeat a prayer a while ago? That this is our circle, store, and something. I said, and the jokes that you're telling are, she said, you're supposed to be reading the meters. I said, I'm a gospel preacher, and I'm on my father's business all the time. That's right. I said, now I knelt down in the room and had prayer in the room, and that broke up that so-and-so circle right there. That time. I asked God to save that bunch of sinners. That's right. I don't know where it had any effect or not. I may have to wait till eternity, but I did my part. Right. Oh, my having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Get away from it. Stay away from it. Get out to God and pray through to God and stay right with God. Live for God. I usually in my services, anybody's been in other services before, oh, I never speak to people like this. It's not. But I feel the time has come, friends, when something's got to be said. See? If God has performed these things, and then if God is true, we know He is, and can perform these things, the Holy Spirit's telling me to say these things. I don't know why. Is to say these things. And friends, turn away from your ways of just halfway Christian. There's no halfway Christian. You're just fooling yourself. See? You're either a Christian or a sinner. You never, as I said, you never did see a drunk, sober man. You're either drunk or sober. You ever see a black, white bird? You're black or white. See? And you're either right with God or wrong with God. That's right. And the only way you can be right with God is being born again. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. No matter what he's done. How many good deeds he's done, he's got to be born again. And when he's born again, he can understand what it's all about. Now, God bless you. Ever teach with my prayer. We're going to have the prayer line just in a moment. Time now. We can run an hour and a half or more in the prayer line as long as we possibly can. Thanks again, all of you. I guess you wonder why I stopped, didn't you? I know it's time to stop for the one who watches over it. Move to the platform. I know when it's time to quit. All right, it's time to prepare. Let us bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, I don't know why you want to stop just at this time. I had other things to say and a little story to tell about the case of healing, but Thou hast spoken, and I want to obey. Bless, dear Father, now the services. May Your Spirit move over this audience in a great, marvelous way. Father, may men and women sitting here tonight, may they just shut off themselves from all other thoughts but You. May they forget about the work that they've got to do tomorrow or the things that they did today. May they live for this hour that's coming on now, that it, as though it might be the last hour that they live on the earth. May they be thinking only of Christ standing here at the platform, all in His majesty, His great holiness, seen standing here, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, bowed down His head. The Lamb of God, He was smitten through. He was the lamb led to the slaughter. Oh, how that His trembling hands and His quivering flesh, when it nailed the nails and when they pulled the thorns down over His brow and the blood run down into His eyes. How I long to stand where Mary stood and John at the foot of the cross and let the blood cover me. Oh, God, we're now coming close to the close of this lovely little meeting here we've had. Your children sitting here. We know it's the devil's business to get around the people. Say, well, we'll just wait. We'll find out. Oh, God, that's what He did in the days when You were here in flesh. Caused the people to be deceived and walked away and forgot God and reaped a great harvest afterwards. Father, may men and women not neglect tonight, but may they come and accept Thee, who we love and are cherishing and are giving all praise and glory. And may Your gift, the great angel of God that stood to the right of Thy humble servant, that spoke and sent these things and confirms it in the eyes of thousands. O eternal God, may He come tonight with great power and blessing. Minister to each and every one here, Lord. May many be healed tonight because of his presence. God shall be given all glory and all praise will be given to the great, holy, infant Son of God. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Now, everyone be just as reverent as possible to be while we're having this time of prayer. For Jesus' sake.
B15. If you'll stand in line according to your number at my right, your left.
You knew it right, a Romanian, didn't you?
Helena. She's been married this month. She's been about that instinct. One of her sister died the same way. And I come down one day at home, and so many hundreds of people gathered around on the outside, I couldn't hardly get in. When it's bringing me back out, my brother, somebody said, "Well, won't you come back here in your coal shed? Miss Rediger's back there in your coal shed." I said, "What Rediger?" "Beanie from Fort Wayne?" Said, "Yes. He's been dead for years. Or not dead, gone to glory. He was a warrior of faith. I believe he was pressing on, and God had to move him off the scene. He got into this time here. He was going on with God." Then what happened? I said, "B.B. Rediger's daughter?" Said, "Yes, but she's been in this condition for about 2 years." And I went back there, and you never know how I felt when I seen Miss Rediger. She always had a place in my heart as a real lady. And Mrs. Rediger, sitting in my coal shed in the church, with her daughter sitting there staring. And Arnie had done left me. I was standing there thinking of Brother Rediger in a few moments to come on. Just set her head down. Cross at the mouth. Beautiful young lady. And all at once the Holy Spirit came down, the angel of God come near. I said, "Satan, the moist make her. In the name of the Lord Jesus," she snapped to her right mind. Went home normal. She's right now was in touch care of all the business this summer at the tabernacle and everything. She gets married this month. While I was sitting there in the Fort Wayne tabernacle there, listening, I heard that song come in, "Only Believe," right in the same seat where Paul Rader said all. Something moved over my heart. Oh, my, he's gone, but his songs live on. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives divine. Partings leave behind us footprints on the sand. Let's pray now. Father, I'm thinking of thy servant Paul Rader. Thinking of how he believes you for divine healing. Thinking of Brother Rediger. Oh, God, how each year they climb up there to his grave. And dear, precious people, his love lingers on in their hearts. Many of them want to be buried around him, knowing that someday the grave will come open and he'll come out. Across the world, there's many of those dear, precious saints of God that your children has rallied around. Won't it be wonderful someday when we all come forth to go to meet each other and then be caught up in the air to meet the Lord? We're longing for that day, Father, which we know is near. Bless us now tonight as we, this generation, are doing our part to make a path that others might follow behind. Help us, Father, tonight. And now I realize I'm to stand here before demon powers. And know that they're in this building tonight, circling, haunting against me. But thou art here, Father, to protect me from all powers of evil. I pray that you will help me tonight. May every spirit, unclean spirit, lead the people. May they be made whole in Jesus Christ's name. Tumor. And I just couldn't hardly, I'm ashamed of myself and apologize before God, but that's what it is, it's tumor. Hi, young man. God can heal you. You know that, don't you? You're just a laddie boy. You want to serve him, don't you,
Bert?
Will you do it if he lets you get well and you'll serve him all your life?
Father,
let's bow our heads. Father, I ask thee to be merciful to our brother. He's in need, O God, of being healed. Bless him now, and may the Spirit of the Lord be upon him to make him well. May this evil power that's on him, may it leave and go away. May he be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Just a moment, audience. It holds to him. And you may raise your head just a moment. I want you to see something here, young man. To increase your faith. You're nervous, sort of, boss. Try to think your own thoughts. You know what I mean? You want to. Yeah. Now watch. I want you to take your hand off of mine. I want you to look here at my hand. Just look like yours or any other man's. Let's have your hand over here. Yeah, doesn't have any effect at all on my hand there. Now take your other hand there. Now watch what happens. Start swelling those things. See it run across that little thing? That's what we call, what I call, a vibration. Sometimes you pick it up in the air, it's a demon power. Don't you think we'll watch several of them here tonight, too? That's right. Now, it ain't going to do you no good to try your best, and you know who I'm talking about. Try to throw anything up this way, because God will put it back on you. Remember that. To the young man. The enemy is trying to hold, but you're more than a match for the enemy. Now help us, dear God, to have faith to believe you. And now, Lord, we come to you with childlike faith, believing that you are and a rewarder of those who will seek you. And now I plead around this platform the blood of the Lord Jesus, that we might be hedged in, that the Spirit of God may have preeminence, might be able to cast out evil spirits and to make these people well. Oh, thou demon that's bound the boy, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out from him. Now, young man, look at my hand myself. Something's happened, hasn't it? All you can do is raise your head if they do something. All right, now, I'll raise my head. Now, look, brother. Something happened, didn't it? The tumor died. Now, watch. I see where your hand is now? That's just exactly the same way I had mine. Now, put this hand over here. Just like it was. Now, this hand, usually when you put that on there, it would swell up, turn real dark, and little white things would run across it like that. Is that right? I put it on there now. God bless you, brother. Let's say praise the Lord. Just have faith and believe. All right, come on. Now, see, it takes faith. If thou canst believe.
Okay,
how do you do? Can you believe? All right,
let's have your.
Trouble, you don't know,
lady's a Christian and a believer. Our Heavenly Father brought again Jesus, thy Son, from the dead and sitting at the right hand of thy majesty tonight, making intercession for us poor, unworthy creatures of the earth, calling to us to come unto me, all your labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Rest from our wearies, rest from our sickness, rest from our sin. Just give us rest. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, sister here, oh, how she needs you tonight. What the table can eat. But you can make her well, Father, if she just let that faith loose. Satan, thou tormentor, come out of the woman in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look this way, sister. It leaves you now. Go eat what you want. Let's say praise the Lord.
you might wonder why those things are. What does this? The lady, I guess you could hear it from here. What she done when she was a little girl, and then when she once knew God and wandered away from God. How about 2 weeks ago, how she once then stopped, tried to pray and get back. She never even come back to the full realization of Christ until just now. And when she, it would not leave her until first that was revealed to her and told to her, then it left her and the tumor died and went away. Friends, the Almighty is here in His person. Things and we're happy to be living in the day to see them come to pass. And now, as our sister standing here, Satan has put a death spirit on her. Maybe to cause her to be deaf, walk out before a moving vehicle somewhere and be killed. Ailments of her body set in, Lord, with faith, believe. Oh, help, dear Father, that you may be healed this night. Thou demon, come out of the woman in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
sister, if you just come a little close so I can talk to you.
I do not fear. Of course, you have a strange feeling. It's nothing to hurt you. It's the presence of the Lord that makes you well from whatever's wrong. I want you to look this way, Jeff. You're extremely nervous right now. And if you don't, one thing, I know you don't have a good circulation of blood. There's something concerning your blood that's wrong. Now, I can't tell you what it is. But your blood circulation is not right. But I can't tell it. It's not that something has happened. And I think there's something lacking in your blood. And instead of being something that's a disease, yes. It's a desire in your heart for something, isn't it? God bless you, woman. So, listen, you're desiring a child, aren't you? Isn't that right? Yes, ma'am. There's something wrong with the blood. I know. The blood is not fertile. But God makes your blood fertile. Oh, Jesus, Son of God. Poor little trembling woman walk up here like that. As much childbirth control is going on in the world today, and a mother, a woman, walk up like this and desire children. God bless this woman who I bless, and may she receive the desire of her heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your humble servant begs for this woman. Amen. Bless me, my sister. Let us say praise be to God who gives us victory. It was kindly a little puzzling. There was something wrong in the bloodstream that's causing that condition. But God is here to move everything. God is the giver of life. I had an extremely lot of confusion the other day about someone. A little girl sitting there has been healed of deafness and brought her card over and give it to her sitting right there. When I turned a while ago and spoke about it, let's say praise the Lord. God bless you, sister. That's very good. Just wonderful. Mother, you put him down. Hey. You're in serious trouble, aren't you, Mother? Believe me, as God's servant, there's somebody by the side trying also, but I believe it's you. Don't you have to be a tumor, malignant? You believe with all your heart? If you believe if I'd ask God to bless you, you'd be healed. May God grant you your desire. The young lady that brought you there also. You're sick also, sister. You're her daughter. Isn't that right? And don't you have a kid in trouble? Isn't that right? God bless you. May the Lord Jesus grant you your desire, both you, both mother and daughter, and go home as well. Oh, let's say thank the Lord. They put their arms behind each other. Our Heavenly Father, may this blessing that thy servant has asked for them, that mother and daughter, may they receive their blessing. May they go out, Lord, believing the angel's message that says nothing shall stand before the prayer. May they be healed, each one, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray. All right. Shakespeare. I'll be reverent every word. It's in this vicinity right in here.
somewhere. This woman's before the gift. Now, I don't know what's wrong with her. See, she's got many things, but it just keeps pulling right across this way. The two between there, it's somebody in here that's sick the same way she is. Just a moment. I wish you could feel what that is. Just I want to say hallelujah. Look at the way, sister. Believe now with all your heart. You have heart trouble for him. Isn't that right? That's great. Our Heavenly Father, be merciful, Lord. This woman has number one enemy, heart trouble. No, she can't stay very long without your help. No physician can ever have anything to do with heart trouble. Only the one who lives in the heart, Christ Jesus. God bless her. May she be healed of this heart trouble. Satan, you who bound her, come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go on your own rejoicing. There it is. Amen. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. I know that woman was, see those two spirits? How that Jesus Christ can heal anything, Danny. Isn't he the Lord Jesus? Now this heart trouble is flashing in here everywhere now because that's that faith of fire, you see. I don't know just where to. They're called on heart trouble. Man, much of it. That's all right, sister. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. He's sure to heal. That's his healing blessing. Everybody be just be praising the Lord. Telling you to be thankful for his goodness. Accept it. Always just accept it and be. Isn't he marvelous? Now there's a lot of heart trouble I see. Just keep praying now. And bring her the next lady. You want to be healed? Yeah, just keep believing. Son of God, set this woman free from this enemy that's binding her. Thou demon, come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, sister, I bless thee in Jesus. Go home, you're spouting, praising God, being healed. All right, come ahead, sister. How do you do, sister? Now, before it starts, that heart, you got heart trouble too, haven't you? Is that right? It's just moving everywhere, though. Come here. Female trouble. Is that right? Female trouble? Heart trouble. You're extremely nervous. It's nervous heart. What's it, man? You believe with all your heart? Our Heavenly Father, you said that whatever you bind on earth is bound in the heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in the heaven. And if I be thy servant, found favor in your sight tonight, loose this woman in the name of Jesus Christ from this heart trouble. Female trouble, nervousness. May it leave her. I bless her in thy name for this purpose. Come out of her, Satan, in Jesus' name. Marvelous. Thank you. you believe, sister, if I tell you something? Would you take my word and accept it? Something's on you now, isn't it? Something's making you feel very strange. You're safe, sister. You ought to ride as it's gone from you. Well, let's all rejoice in the happiness. God bless you. This lady sitting here with this black hat on right through here has got heart trouble, too. I can't tell you what's happened. Lady, you had your thing, your hand up. Isn't that right? Have you got heart trouble? Stand up, lady. Yes, that's... Oh, you're Sister Brown, aren't you? Well, I didn't know who you was, Sister Brown. God bless you. May Jesus Christ grant you your desire. Now, since you were Sister Brown, I knew you. Let's find someone else right there. Let's see, there's a little lady sitting right there next to you that's trying to find favor, too. Would you stand up, young lady? Look this way. You believe with all your heart? You know the lady next to you? You don't know her. I don't think you did either. You sit down there and have me sitting by. Is that right? The little lady, you're nervous, aren't you? Any nervous trouble? Got eyes that bothers you also. Eye trouble. Say, you're Catholic by faith, too, aren't you? By faith, you're Catholic. All right. Accept Jesus Christ as your healer now, and he'll heal you. Will you do that? If you do, raise your hand. Raise your hand and I accept. God bless you, sister, and grant you your desire of your heart. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. Lady sitting here, sitting here looking at me with the glasses on. What cancer but Christ has healed you? That's you can stand up now. You're made well. And you there with the brown coat on likewise had it. Now you can stand up. You stand right there with your prayer card. Yeah, stand up. Jesus Christ has made you up there. He's made you whole now. Let's say praise the Lord. He'll heal any of you if you believe it. You believe it? Let's stand there. How marvelous. I'm believing for him, Holy Spirit to moving through the audience. Right now is the time for God to heal a whole audience of you at once. Let us do it. Let us believe him with all our heart. Yes, that was a heart trouble case standing right there. God bless you, sister. Yes, thank you. You're a healer. God bless you. That you well. Yes. In fact, amen. Yes, mother. With your hands up, you were healed just then, dear heart trouble. I don't... Let's bow our heads. Staying in the line, dear friend. Maybe it wasn't just exactly through the line. Believe. All of you with one accord. Lay your hands on one another there, will you? Lay your hands on one another. Accept God's provided way, will you, please? That's the way. Raise up and say, I thank you, Lord. I have for healing. Now, when I pray for you, believe with all your heart. You can heal all.
Thank you, Lord.